Ramadan ends later this week. It's 30 days of fasting from sunrise to sunset. Muslims have had to abandon some traditions because of the pandemic. Lots of people gathering for dinner, crowded evening prayers. NPR's Mohammed El-Bardisi has the story of a mosque that took the spiritual virtual.
Ramadan is the holiest month of the year for Muslims, a time to connect closer to God and give back to the community. For Iman Ghariballah, that spirituality came from the nightly prayers at the mosque called Taraweeh.
Going to the mosque for, Taraweeh prayer, that's Ramadan. So all the thinking is just goes around this. It was kind of a challenge knowing that this Ramadan is going to be completely different.
Ghariballah runs a youth foundation in Alexandria, Virginia. And she says the holy month had some unexpected blessings.
First of all, I'm a low vision disabled person. So to go out, I have to take an Uber or someone take me. And I'm not a young person. This is the first Ramadan that I attended so many lectures back to back, to the point like I run to cook and I listen and I enjoy the cooking while I'm doing that.
Her mosque is the All Dulles Area Muslim Society, or ADAM Center. She says their online programs have helped her stay connected to the mosque during the pandemic. Rizwan Jaka is the chair of the board at the ADAM Center, and he says social distancing is not the right term to use.
It's better to say physical distance, but we're socially connected online. And we're using every platform. You know, we took our Saturday school for our teenagers, our Sunday school for our children. Our scouting programs are going online. Everything starting, you know, in March, we started doing that.
The ADAM Center runs daily programming on its website's live channel. It includes community announcements, lessons, and messages from interfaith leaders. Before the pandemic, the ADAM Center hosted weekly Friday prayers at synagogues it partners with. Rabbi Michael Holzman from the Northern Virginia Hebrew Congregation sent this video with a Hebrew song that translates to, "Peace will come to us."
You have been coming into our home for over a decade now. Even as we are separated physically, we know that we are together. Ramadan Mubarak, my brothers and sisters from Northern Virginia Hebrew Congregation.
Every year, the ADAM Center hosts an interfaith breakfast, or iftar, to honor community relationships and build connections with its neighbors, local partners, and politicians. This year, that took the form of a Zoom call, filled with imams, rabbis, pastors, and priests. Each went around sharing prayers and stories of community cooperation during the crisis that's already changed so many holidays. Rabbi Bruce Lustig from the Washington Hebrew Congregation shared a prayer with the group and talked about the need to reimagine religious life.
I think that all the adjustments that both Muslim Jews and Christians have made in order to keep religious life alive and to keep connections are really important.
And with Ramadan coming to an end, Muslims are just days away from celebrating their Eid holiday in the same conditions. Iman Ghariballah says that she will miss going to the mosque for Eid prayer and the 3 days of celebrations with her family.
You know what? With Zoom itself, we still can make, you know, a family gathering. We try very much to, whatever we have, enjoy it.
Ghariballah shows that while people maintain physical distance, they can remain faithfully connected. Mohammed El-Bardisi, NPR News.